Welcome to Trust in Evil.
I'm Sam,
I'm Bryony.
and we got a bit of a different one today.
With this is our off the record, on the record, off the record chat. I
Yeah.
asked ages ago for questions, which we got loads of. Some I'm just not putting on there because some are not. But yeah, we got loads of people ask like and we haven't managed to do it, basically.
No, we've
So
just life.
and also as well, we do chats and stuff sometimes, and you seem to like it. We get a lot of feedback. We get a lot of people
Yeah.
liking it. So
Yeah.
yeah, so and it's nice because you get to find out a bit about us,
Yeah.
and
And we're happy to do it every
we
now
don't
and
find
then.
out anything about you.
No.
So yeah, we know some people. Like I talked to quite like we've got our little groups going on, haven't we?
Yeah, and like on our page, you know, you get to know people, obviously not well, but you're friendly, isn't it? You sort of know who they are, and it's really, really nice.
Yeah, so it is nice. And we've got like I was trying to explain to Sam because she's not in all of them. So we've got groups that have been made up for certain things that people are in. So it's like there's a few that have been I've obviously done it on our page where it's like, what do you think of like Lucy Letby's case? And then like people have joined and then we all still comment on those. So it's like we've got different groups of different people with
Yeah.
different things. It's quite nice because we
Yeah.
get to know
Plus, we
people
get
more.
private messages and stuff, which obviously, if you get too many, you can't keep up with them all. But it's
Oh,
really,
we're
really,
overloaded. I'm
a bit.
joking.
But
Yeah,
no,
no,
it
we
is
do.
really, really nice, which actually leads me to something that I needed to say. And I wanted to put it on our last podcast. And
I wouldn't let her. No, I'm
no, I
joking.
said, remind me at the end, and you forgot, and I forgot. So, but it was really important. So, not the last podcast, but the podcast before, the one that we did with Chris from Twisted Tales. So we were talking about BPD, and there was a remark made on there, and it was like comparing narcissistic and BPD and da 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 da.
Yeah.
Now, what wasn't represented, so what I said, I still sort of back it, was something along the lines of those people like to keep people in their lives
Oh yeah, they do.
and da da da.
They
But
thrive on it. That's what they feed off it.
I had a lovely, lovely girl message me, and she was super sweet. I'm not going to say her name, but she was really, really lovely, and she said, I love you girls and all that. She said, but there was just one thing it said, and it really sort of stayed with me. And she said she has BPD, and she said in the past she's actually had it used against her to stay in the relationship. And I was like, yeah, no, you're right. Like I said, I don't disagree with what I said, but I didn't represent both sides of it fairly. And okay, maybe because we were talking about this particular guy, you know, it didn't come up that way. But she's bang on. She was
Oh no,
totally right.
100%. I love people that say things like that.
Yeah.
I like it. If you've got not even positive, if there's something that we've said that you don't agree with,
Yeah.
come and tell us, even on Facebook. Because although I've had a lot of arguments on there with
Yeah.
people, if you've got an opinion, I love hearing your
This
opinion.
is something that she said, she did sort of apologize. And I was like, never apologize. Like,
No.
we don't mind this when it's legitimate, which it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I think the first word I said to her was, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
You know,
yeah.
because she had a really good fucking point.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So yeah, always when it's legitimate, please don't bloody update us in update us with loads of fucking bullshit. But no, genuinely, when there is something, like I said, even if it's not something we get wrong, but maybe haven't represented well, let us know,
Oh
because we
yeah.
will always hold our hands up
Oh
and be
yeah.
like, no.
Even the little things like when that girl said that, I think it was I said, did I say gay or lesbian or something, and they took offense to it. I'm sorry you took offense to it, and I didn't know that I can't remember what it was, something like that, but I was like, I didn't know that that was offensive, and I'm really sorry. And it was just we have conversations and it just comes up. We never mean for things to be offensive. We
No,
have
never.
opinions on stuff, and
Yeah.
people won't always agree on our opinions. Like
No,
Lucy
like
Letby was a big
sometimes, like,
one.
yeah, find the opinions offensive. But I mean, if what we are saying, I don't know, like you said, if you use like a gay slur or whatever it is, and it offends you, let us know, because we never mean for it to be, like I said,
Oh, we're
in.
only human.
Yeah, and I think I can't remember what it was, but in the case, it was just something that you've been brought up hearing. So in your little world, it was
Oh yeah, no, I
normal.
didn't mean it offensive. If
Yeah,
I'd have known that, I would
but
have
to
never
somebody
said,
else, yeah, you because you rang me and thought about it, and you're like, no, I can totally see what I did wrong. So yeah, let us know,
And we've had it
guys.
in other cases that we've actually had we've taken down because we're like, oh, actually, no, we're going to take that down. We don't want we took the whole case down. There was one thing we said that we were like, actually, no, we shouldn't have said it, and it wasn't even anything bad. It just wasn't worded great, and we were
No.
like, look, we're just going to take the whole case down,
Yeah. I
redo
think
it.
that was the one where I was doing like the devil's advocate. What if it was da 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 da? But I didn't say it very well and it sounded like I was sticking up for the abuser.
And then, and obviously, the thing is why you do have to. I like to do both sides. Like your case, that's will be out
We've
before
just
this
done,
one.
yeah.
Like, even though all the signs are there,
Yeah.
it's great for us to be like, well, actually, no. Would you be that worried, or would you do
Yeah.
this, or would you know?
But like I
Because,
said, we like to do the devil's advocate. We really do and see it from all sides, even if it's not like particularly what we are thinking ourselves. We like to think, oh, what could this be? But like we said, when it's, we need to sort of let you know when we're doing that. Because we do. We try to
Or
do that
let
now. We're
us
like,
know.
yeah, I don't particularly think that, but.
But if there's something that in your life, like even when we say about if you are a victim of domestic violence and you're being abused, your children, you as much as you're trying to shield them from that, they will know. I've had people message me and be like, I'm in a domestic violence relationship and I try and shield my kids from everything, but I understand what you're saying and I know I should get out, but it's really hard. I'm not dissing you. I don't want to make you feel like crap, but I want to make you understand that leaving that person is putting your children first and making their lives better, because at the end of the day, they know roughly what's going on. Like, I know when my mum married this asshole that used to beat her, like, I knew what was going on. And in the end, I was like the only one that go down and I couldn't deal with it. I would go down and be like, rah, do you know what I mean? And like, you do know, they do know. And how long is it going to be until realistically one of those children come down and try and stick up for you? Because they will at some point, because it will get to the point where they don't want to hear you being abused or being beaten or whatever. So it's like, I'm not saying to you, you're an asshole for not getting out. That's
No,
not
not
we're
at
not what we're
all.
saying. We don't we might come across and be quite blunt with it all,
No,
but
not at
actually, really,
all.
what we're trying to say is try your best to find the resources, even if it's reaching out to us, for us to try
Yeah.
and find resources to get out of
The resources, the strength,
that.
whatever it is you need.
And that brings us on to our next venture. Is that we've been saying it for ages and ages, but we're actually on it now. So we've had people message us being like, where if we want to send money, where do we send it to? And we're like, well, we haven't got anywhere to send it to yet. And then one girl was like, I can just put it in your bank. And I was like,
We're like, no, don't
no,
do
don't do
that.
that, don't do that. So we've been saying for ages, like, we've started Patreon, which is great, and it's only like a $2 tier, but obviously our episodes are not like other podcasts. We do have times where we just can't record or whatever. But so we started Patreon, so that's great. Go and support us on there. We're learning Patreon, we're new to it, so we're just learning how as we go. And then my goal was originally to I've got one case I did that I'm really attached to that I really want to build up some money and send it to them as a donation, like either send them on their day out or buy them dinner out, or say
I
to
know we've
them,
spoke about this before, but for the guys that haven't heard it.
say to them, right, okay, you've had this tragedy happen. Is there anything right now that you need that would make all your lives a million times better? And they would be like, I don't know, like kids would love an Xbox, say, do you know what I mean? And if we had the money to do it, but actually, do you know what? Yeah, right,
We've got it.
this is what we want to try and do. So we're going to set up.
Or even if it's something like my Hoover's broken, to be able to
And
replace it, just
also,
anything like that. That is the kind of stuff, like I said, days out, fun, yeah, brilliant, meals, whatever. But whatever you need, can we get it for you? And I mean, obviously, that does depend on financially what we
And
have.
also, even if it come down to all our little group and one of you being in a real crap situation that month, and your Hoover's broken or something, or you're I don't know, you're what's essential?
Can't afford your food shop.
You can't afford your food shop, and you can't, like, you messaged us and was like, listen, I'm in this situation, and I always feel like we would like to, whoever donates, we would like to keep them in the loop of like
Where it's
where it's
going.
going and get them, like, say we had like, right, we've got these three people, we need to pick who would we want to, not so everyone knows, but the people that are, a little group of us,
Yeah,
who
maybe
would
give the
you,
scenarios rather than the people, unless the people want to be.
yeah, so we've got these three people we can't pick from, like, can we see who, like, who, where would people rather it go, sort of
Yeah.
thing. But yeah, and it's like just to do little things like that. Or if there was someone in a domestic violence situation and they wanted to get out and they knew they were starting from scratch and we had the money to help them, like, how amazing
Would that
would that
be?
be? Like, we don't want to be this a massive, amazing podcast. We just want to try and help people
Yeah.
if we can. So
Which
that's
is
our
hard because you
goal.
kind of have to be massive and amazing to do what we want to do.
No,
But
I don't know.
at
I
the end
think
of the
we've got a
day, every little
community.
helps. If we can help a tiny bit, we want to. If we can help a load, we'd really fucking love
Yeah, and
to.
we're not asking people to give 50, £100. We're saying, right, we'll start off with like who could put in £1 to this PayPal over the next 6 months. Do you know what I mean? And then we could go, oh, yeah, even if it took us a year, 2 years to get
Yeah.
to fund one
And we're
thing.
not saying like you sign up and pay this every month.
No, it's like one-off.
Like one-off payment, if you can put £1 in, great. If you can put £5 in, great. If you can put £5 in every month, fucking
Yeah,
brilliant.
amazing. Yeah.
You know, 50p of a week, you know, whatever it is, we would be so grateful because we will save it up until we've got enough money to do something nice or to do something essential
To so yeah, for
for
somebody,
someone.
because there's so many families out there that have suffered these horrible
Yeah.
tragedies and they're in real crap situations, and we want to show them kindness to say like
Yeah.
we haven't forgotten. Like the case that I'm talking about, it's like it just really struck. I wasn't even doing that case. I literally just found it on a whim, and it was like her sis, the woman that ended up getting killed in a domestic violence relationship. Her sister has now got her two children, which is beautiful and amazing. And it's like, you didn't, that wasn't your life's plan, but
No.
you've got these children and you're making it work. And it's
Yeah.
amazing that you're doing it. And but it, the tragedy is your sister's
Gone.
died.
And it's hard,
And it's really
as
hard.
much as I'm sure she doesn't regret having those kiddies at all.
It's
It's
really difficult.
fucking hard. It's fucking hard
And
bringing up your own kids.
they're going to have their own problems
Yeah.
because,
They ha I saw and experienced a
Yeah, a
lot.
lot. And it's like that's the family that I really want to focus on at the minute, because I just think they've just seen so much ugliness in the world, and and the police and stuff, the way they handle it, just so much negativity that I want to just show them something. No, I want to show
Something
them that
nice,
people do care, people
yeah.
are thinking about you. But when we set the actual PayPal up, we'll then go on, come on again, and we'll talk about who we would really like to save up the money for this time. And then yeah, I think then once we've got a group of people that are in our little group, and even if you just donate 50p, you'll be in that group forever then.
Yeah.
That's you're in the group. So yeah, and if you've, like I said, if you've got a friend that you know that needs help, reach out to us, and if we can help
Yeah.
them, we can. Like if
Yeah.
we, it's got to be legit, because it has
Yeah.
to be
Has to
legit.
be legit. Yeah. We
Yeah.
have to be able to
And
confirm
my
that it
biggest thing
is.
was one of the children that we didn't have a headstone, and they couldn't afford a headstone. And I was like, that is so sad. Like, and nobody put any money towards, as I said, like sometimes, like the count, and it's not the council in America, but like the council or like the community all sort of rally
Will
around
rally,
and,
yeah.
get together. And it'd be nice to get some flowers or something put on like Star grave from us. Because the grave is beautiful that they've got, and it's really well kept. It's lovely, but obviously we couldn't go and do it, so we would have no that we have no people from that area anyway, because they're on our page. But like for us to go and put, like for them to go and put some flowers down for us, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
Even if, you know what I mean, just flowers,
Yeah.
just because.
Something. Like I said, it's yeah, it's supporting the podcast, but that this is what we
That
want.
you're
This
getting nothing from,
yeah.
because we can't record on
Yeah.
time. We swear a
But yeah,
lot.
I guess just by supporting us, it's hopefully gonna help us support
Other
other
people. That's what we want
people.
to do. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what we want to do,
That's the
because
aim of the game.
we can monetize it on Spotify and things, which we don't really want to go down that route because we don't want the ads. We want to try and stay as what is it called? Like as what am I trying to say? As
Sort of natural,
authentic and natural as we can for as long as we can.
yeah.
So yeah. Right, so we're gonna start now just by, bear with me because I've got to get into my phone, by reading out a lady. No, this is a nice one. Reading out a lady that I don't go on Instagram much on our Trust and Evil one, but we do get messages on there. I do post occasionally. We're gonna read you a few lovely reviews because last time we did the bad reviews, some of you were like, "Oh, you didn't do any good ones," and I was like, "I love the bad ones because I get right arsy about it." But we're gonna do some good ones. So
Just
here's
some
one
nice
from
ones.
Sam
So
quickly.
this is from last year actually, but it was lovely. So she put, are we going to
You don't have to,
say
no.
name? Okay. You make my day listening to your podcast. I love the way you f I feel like I'm in the room joining in with you. It's clear how much passion you have for what you do, and you deliver it in such a down-to-earth way that makes it easy listening. Thank you for investing your time into bringing us these cases. Can't wait for the next one. I just thought that was
That's
lovely.
lovely. Well, I've got one. I'm going to say her name because I just said I was shouting her out. So this is from Instagram. She's called Zabs. Now, she does message me occasionally. So she put, came across YouTube when I was looking for Lucy Letby podcast. So I started from your very first episode. Although the cases you present are depressing, I just love listening to you all. Do not cut down on the swearing or anything else. So I thought that was nice. And then bear with, we'll find some nice ones. I've got loads on Hi guys, just a heads up, when listening to your podcast, one of your references to some this was it. One of your references to some of the mixed ethnic Oregons as half caste, which is
Origins,
racist, or
yeah.
Oregon, which is racist. So yeah, so we took that on board and we've tried to really watch what we say, which is hard. So we've got another lady just to say, I love your show. Thank you so much for filling in the long car journeys to catch up. The catch up ones you've just done is just fantastic. No need to reply. I know you're busy. But I get quite a few on Instagram that I don't always see that often because I don't,
Oh.
you do know what I mean? I don't go on there as much. But yeah, they're nice. They're nice
Yeah,
ones.
and this is what I say to Bryony. You're always going to get haters for whatever reason. You ain't going to please everyone, and we're not doing the podcast for those people. We're doing the podcast for these people.
Yeah, for the lovely people that message us
Yeah.
lovely messages, and sometimes they message us as if to say like they're putting us out, like, oh, I know you're
Yeah.
busy, and I'm like, no, like,
No, it's always like
yeah,
nice to hear. It's nice to hear the nice things for sure.
it is lovely to hear. We've got some people that have asked us some questions, so yeah, so some of them are a bit crazy, some of them are just general chit chatty one. So I'm going to be asking, and then Sam will answer, and then I will answer, I reckon. So I'm not going to say, we have got some names. So some of these are from, so we've got two Charlottes, Sarah, Tina, Michelle, Jodie, Casey, Haley, Jamie, and then other people that, don't always want their names mentioned. Okay, so out of all the cases, who do you hate the most involving children?
Oh God, how do you measure the hate for these people? Ah, oh God. Stars up there for me.
Yeah, but why? Got to give a reason.
Because she was just so bloody.
Cute. She was a very
No,
cute child.
I was thinking more that I hate. Why can't I think of her
Savannah
now? So,
and Frankie.
yeah.
Savannah Brockhill and Frankie Smith.
Yeah, so it's Savannah.
Cunts. Sorry.
Dislike Frankie too, don't get me wrong. But Savannah just ugh.
See, we're a bit different there because I really fucking hate Frankie. I've got a
Yeah.
real
I
problem.
agree with you completely, and I hate her for all the same
Yeah, but you can see the
reasons.
more the domestic violency side of things, I think.
Yeah, I don't
I
agree
can.
with I yeah, I don't agree with Frankie keeping her in it at all. But it's more the narcissistic, proud way that she was abusing this beautiful baby and just so blatant about it, and I'm like, no, bloody hate you. You just think you're so fucking up yourself, and that's what I don't like. The one that sticks in my mind, and I think it's because it was a recent one, was the Adrian Jones parents, like that, just the photos of them.
I honestly wish I could find that video.
Yeah.
It was just if I it that video, I can't even remember what I seen it on because but it was just it broke my heart. I literally, and then my sister said to me, "You should do this case." Told me, and I was like, "Absolutely no, I'm not doing it." And
Yeah.
then
You
when you said
said
it,
that
I
when
was
we'd done
like,
the case,
"When you,
yeah.
yeah."
But the photo of him on this board, I
And
just can't get that out of my head. I can't get it out of my head.
again, her, the way she spoke to him, the way that she spoke to him, and there was two parents involved, and they allowed, you know, they both allowed each other to speak to a child. Like, what you've got to remember, I think, is these are children, little children. You're twice the size of them, normally twice as strong as them. Do you know what I mean? And you are choosing to belittle and abuse somebody that looks upon you
For
for
everything,
warmth, food, and
safety,
love, and
protection.
you are choosing to abuse them. I just can't, I just don't
Can't wrap
understand.
your head
So,
around
you
it.
see, those are your two.
I think so. I'm sure there's
Oh,
a
there's
lot
loads,
more.
all of them,
But
but
yeah,
those two stick out to
those
me
are
more.
the ones that stick
So,
out.
obviously.
And I'll stick with those two because I'm just going to keep on remembering, and I'll probably name every case we've ever done. So.
Obviously, I have a massive passion hate for both Frankie and Savannah. And I think it's because I can relate to it because Maisie was round about her age and I would be researching it, like, and then thinking of like my
Amazing,
daughter and thinking like when they used to make her face small in a cot at like what, maybe 10, 11 months old, how they had that control over that child so small is just beyond me. But obviously you've said them, so I can't really say them.
you can.
Well, I can because I hate them. But mine would be, my other one would be because and this is because I'm doing it right now, and no one's obviously heard it yet, but it's horrible, would be Sebastian. I don't know if a lot of American people will know the case, because there wasn't a lot of news coverage on it, really, was there?
No, what was his
Really?
last name?
I have to Google it now, bear with me. So it's bad because I've been doing the case, but his full name is Sebastian Kalinowski, which is his mum's name. So he had his mum's name. But it is, don't go and look at it now. Wait for me to do the case because honestly, it is just so fucking heart-wrenching. And my biggest thing, I said to you earlier, didn't I? I was like, he was 15. He could have told so many people. He was going to school, although it was COVID, he was going to school at some point. Like, he was old enough to be able to tell people,
Yeah, we had a
and
conversation about this
for
earlier,
some
didn't we?
reason he didn't. And the only reason I can come up with is that he was that scared. They were fucking disgustingly nasty to him. He was just.
I said to you, didn't I, about like you think about people that stay in domestic violence relationships, is that sort of,
Yeah, fear. Because he was going to school. He was out of there. He was out. They weren't there. Do you know what I mean? And
He had opportunity.
did he think that the teachers wouldn't take it seriously enough if he said something, then he'd have to go back there? Or, and also as well, like, and the teachers have admitted, like, there were certain things that they maybe could have picked up on
They should
that they
have
didn't,
caught,
but he was so just, he was just chilled in school, happy, chilled boy. So it was like there was no reason
He's
really.
probably just so happy to not be at home.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so he, that's one that re is really sticking out for me.
I've got to say, I don't, I'm sorry, I'm very tired and I'm very,
It's 2:30 in the
I'm
morning.
very medicated as well at the moment. I don't know if I said Adrian Jones or Aiden.
Adrian, he said
I did
Adrian.
say
Yeah, you
Adrian,
did Adrian.
sorry. I
And
was just.
obviously we can't leave Arthur out because
No, I was going to say that. That's what I was going to say. And then I
you
was like, no,
can't
I
leave them out.
can't.
That's the thing, because
No.
you look at them too, but I'm gonna touch on them in my next case because Sebastian's was a little bit of COVID. I thought I'm going to pop them in there. I know it's Sebastian's story, but there's so many cases in co that happened around COVID that, and I get it, like the COVID scare, people didn't know, rah, 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 rah. You didn't know what COVID was going to do to you. But at the same time, doctors and nurses were made to go to work and be on the front line. You're a social worker, you're on that front line. You should have been doing your job. There was no reason why you shouldn't have been seeing those children, COVID or not. Put a fucking mask on, like the doctors had to do. That's my argument to it all. So, yeah,
Why are these kids that are on protection lists not as important as
yeah.
somebody who's ill in hospital?
No, exactly. Okay, how long have you known each other and how did you meet? Oh,
Too
God, too long.
long. So I don't know the actual amount of years. We have spoke about this on the podcast before.
Yeah, we have. I think people probably do miss it because they don't listen to our chit chats all the
Oh
time.
God. But Bryony, I'm pretty sure we were in year 5 or 6 in school.
No, we weren't. I came in year two.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Oh, year 2 then.
Came in year two because we were in that room by the snakes and stuff. But it was like
Yeah.
the snakes were up the top and we were
Yeah.
down the bottom.
Crikey. It is really long then.
See, I
So
remember
year 2.
something.
So how old are you in year 2? 5, 6, 7?
No,
Something like
fat
that.
year two. You're so in year
6.
one. You should know this. So Maisie's going to school
Year 1, year
next
4,
year, so she'll be
5.
four, five, so
6 or
six.
7, yeah. And
Yeah.
so Bryony moved down here from Bristol and she came into the class in the morning. And they said, "Hello, class, this is Bryony. She's an absolute dickhead." No, we didn't know that then. That
Yeah.
came later. Who would like to volunteer to take her around? And I was like, "I want to get out of the classroom, me." And I
And
got
Sam was a
chosen.
goody two shoes, so she got picked to show me around. And then Sam had a best friend, but then I took Sam away from her best friend, which weirdly now I work with her mum, and she's and I also see her from time to time. So it's, but I don't think it was like I took her away like rah. I just think,
It's in school we always play together anyway.
oh
We were playing
yeah,
stuff like hit and
his chase.
yeah. So yeah, we just got on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we found each other's
And then
ADHD
we
and
basically were just naughty,
yeah.
but never really got caught.
No.
Don't know how. Remember we were smoking cigarettes in the
Yeah, we did
toilets?
get caught for that,
Yeah, I
kind
don't
of.
really think they
We
knew it was
never really got in trouble
us.
'cause they couldn't prove it was us.
No, but it stunk of smoking there, and we were like in year six.
Don't
Who
even
does
think
that?
we were smoking properly either. It was just like lay it up and
Yeah, we were terrible. Terrible, what is it? Like terrible for each other.
yeah.
We weren't.
Terrible
But
influences.
we never got into like loads of massive trouble. We just were just
Why?
drinking in the park and
Yeah.
yeah, so we've known each other for
Bloody long
a long
time.
time and then
Oh, 30 years.
yeah, and then and now I roped Sam into doing a podcast.
Yeah, now here we are.
Right, so another one. What case has been the one that you most enjoy telling, if that makes sense? Obviously, I don't think you enjoy them.
I guess because it wasn't a light-hearted case, and it was a pain in the ass to research, but there were some very light-hearted moments in it. So that for me would be the Johnny Depp one, purely because there was some really fucking stupid things said in it, and taking the piss out of Amber Heard and the doctor that was a bit, he's a quack, and so that for me, it made me laugh like proper, really
Yeah,
giggle.
and it was quite nice because it was serious, because obviously it was serious and it was like so publicized, but it was quite nice to do and it was like a longer one.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you were interested in it, so
I
that
was
was good.
interested in it. And
Yeah.
also, Johnny Depp himself was laughing at some of these things. So I don't feel bad for laughing about
No.
it.
Oh, he was
So,
great.
yeah, it was the hardest case I've covered, as in workload. And nope, I've said a million times I wouldn't want to do that bigger cover a trial like that again. But yeah, as enjoyment, like it made me giggle. That would be my case.
I definitely think we need to follow a trial again.
You do that.
I'm really desperate to go to a trial, like a murder trial, and sit in it and do it for the podcast. I know obviously you have to be careful what you say and all that stuff, but I would love to do that. Not because it's a murder and it's awful and that's like, but I would love to experience it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I
Yeah, I know
think
what you mean.
like it would be, it would
You
be.
can't even find the time to record. When are you going to have the time to sit in a bloody
Can you
court and
imagine
watch
if
a
I was like, right, I'm
trial?
taking a week, 2 weeks off for this trial? People would
Yeah.
be like, absolutely not. Because I can't trust anyone apart from myself.
No. So, what's yours?
What was the question? Sorry.
What case did you sort of enjoy the
What was this
most?
case I enjoyed the most, doing the most? Mine would probably be. Right, so I'm going to say it again, but there's two. So I not I didn't enjoy doing Stars one, but I was really determined to do it because we got so much fucking hate for that. Like,
Yes.
if you're new-ish before Stars case, like we were annihilated for that case, and
Oh.
we were told that we were the worst people in the world, and we're jeopardizing the court, and we're going to lose the trial, and just
It wasn't just that,
police
it
got
was, yeah,
involved.
they were getting personal attacks on
Oh yeah, we've
us.
got a question on here about that, but yeah, so we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, we got a lot of shit for that, and people were bringing the police on us,
Yeah, they were trying to
basically,
scare us into shutting
yeah,
up.
to shut up. And it was the families of the people that were on trial. They thought that they could intimidate us to shut up. And I'm like, do you know what? We proved you that you can't do that, and we
No.
will still talk about them. And we will. And I'm determined for as long as we've got this podcast, people will know their names.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, so that to me was like the one that, not that I enjoyed doing, but it was really, really hard case to do. But I think we got, it was proven that it was a good thing to do because there were so many people that didn't want us to do it.
Yeah.
And like, if we could go back on our page now and look at what happened in that time, it was just craziness,
Oh, it was
wasn't it?
crazy.
Like, I'd put a post up and I would just, I'd get attacked by about 20 different people for just being like, I don't know, she's saying she was a victim of domestic violence. I think she's talking absolute rubbish. And then I would just get abused for it. And I'm like, actually, do you know what? Come on and give your opinion,
Yeah.
but don't be an asshole. And we let a lot of stuff slide
We
before we
did. To
started
begin
stopping
with, we
people.
did let a lot of stuff slide.
And then we thought, do you know what? Off, fuck off.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then but the most, the one I've enjoyed the most, in not in a in a it's hard question because it's enjoyed the most, but
Yeah.
the one I enjoyed the most was probably Lucy Letby, because again,
Yeah.
it was really difficult to do, and there was a few bits that I will admit that weren't quite right, but there was bits that I was getting that they were right because they were said in court, but then they were argued on the other side. So you can say, what can you say to that? You can say who's right or who's wrong, you don't know. But yeah, it was a really interesting case to do because I think the evidence against her was so high. I don't know how she couldn't have.
I think also as well, when you do follow a trial, the few times we've done it, it's a two-part or a three-part or whatever it is. And it's like we don't know what's going to happen next either.
No,
So with a case, usually you start it and finish it and you know everything or most of it. But with like the Johnny Depp and the Lucy Letbys, from week to week, we had no idea. From day to day, we had no
Yeah, we
idea
had
what
to
was
come on and
going
announce
on.
that what she was found, didn't we? It was like Christmas time, I'm sure it
Yeah,
was.
it
And
was something like that.
we
Yeah.
came on and announced that she was like, that she was guilty. I'm sure it
Yeah.
was over Christmas
Yeah, it was near
time.
my birthday, I think, because I was at
It was
your
something. It
house.
was something that while we were together. But yeah, we had to. Yeah, and that was it. I like doing those. They're really difficult to do, and I like doing them. And you do get criticism when you do things like that. You do, because your page gets found, because people are searching, and you come up, and you do get criticism. But we're learning block it out.
Yeah, you're
Well, you're
learning.
good
I've
at it
done it.
anyway. I get
I'm
quite
there
stressed.
already.
I get really stressed out about it. So right, okay, next one. You said a few times about nasty com oh, okay, that's good. You said a few times about nasty comments and people being nasty to you in the group that we love. That's cute. How do you cope with it? How do you cope with it, Sam?
I think I started coping with it when the Star case was going. To begin with, it panicked me and I really took it to
Oh,
heart.
you were like going to shut the page
Oh,
down
I was
then. I was
ready
like,
to quit
no.
everything. And, I was just like, it's too much. And they did try to do their worst.
So with this question, I'll put on there, what I'll bring it on. What so someone's put what happened to the Boycott Trust and Evil page? I feel like it links in.
That links in,
So
yeah.
while we were doing Starcase, we had a page made up that was called Boycott Trust and Evil, and they had pictures of us. Which, to be fair, in the beginning with, I shared the picture. We were in the group, then we got blocked from the group, and then a lot of our followers went into the group, and the ones that did, we were like, "Fuck off, we don't want you." But they were basically taking pictures mainly of my child for some reason. But I think it's because I had the most opinion. You were on the group, but you were quite placid, weren't you, at that? Like, you just didn't want to rock the boat with anyone, so you were just sort of like the admin keeping the.
I said my
You
bits, and
did say your bits, so I agree.
I wasn't as in, like I said, you were, I mean, we were both invested, especially at the end. We were both invested, but I think because you were the one researching it,
Yeah.
you knew a
And
lot
I
more
was
than I
getting
did.
people call me out on, like, when I said that she was airlifted to hospital, and they were like, "She got an ambulance." And I was like, "Oh my God, I got that from a source. I read it down, and it was wrong." But I'm not being funny, but that was like the only thing I got wrong. So go fuck yourself. But yeah, so I would go on there trying to defend myself. And to be fair, you would come on and defend me from time to time, but sometimes you couldn't because I'd been an asshole back. So you're like, "I can't."
I can't do that. I think the thing is with me is where you are very much think it, say it, or in that case, write it. I will
Think about
think
it.
about it
Yeah,
first.
you
How
will.
can
I'll
I?
ring her and I'll be like, "Right, we need to write a comment back to this." And she's like, "Right, yeah, I'll think about it." And I'm like, "Yeah, what we're gonna write?" She's like, "Let me have a think
She's
on it."
like, "You gotta write, fuck you, you can't." I'm like, "Yeah, we will, but we'll put it maybe in a different way,
Yeah, and then by
right?"
the time Sam's done it, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I don't care now."
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had a page set up, and they were p taking pictures off my husband's Facebook, I believe, because mine was pretty much locked down, and it had been, of my son, and then saying that I was abusing him, and then saying that we should ring social services, and like being like, it was just ridiculous, wasn't
They
it? It was
did bring
just.
social services on us. But the thing is with that is because we weren't doing any
I'm
abuse.
not doing anything wrong.
No.
You can't stop us from having a podcast.
No.
But yeah, so they were just being they were being
It was
awful.
awful.
It
It
was an
really
awful
was.
time.
And like I said, that was the worst time for me. But also that was when I grew a thick skin and I was just like, do you know what? You don't matter.
Yeah.
And with like things now, I'm very much like, well, like I said to you, we are not for everyone. I get that. There's podcasts that some people love, and I'm like, this is a pile of shit.
Oh, there's some podcasts that I say on here. I always say, like, the ones that I recommend on here, like, their research is second to none. They're an absolutely amazing, like, they are invested. They've got the time. You should have the time for doing it, but like, that is
They
their
do it as
job.
a
A lot of
job,
them is their job, and this is just a hobby of ours that I
That's
rope
their bread
Sam
and butter.
into
This is just what we do. We don't
to
get
see
paid
each
for it.
other,
Yeah,
because
it's yeah.
otherwise we don't see each other.
But yeah, so it's yeah, that's when I just started to really think to myself, yeah, like I said, I don't like podcasts, other people do. Great. The thing that is
You don't get the reviews like I do, though, because I get them on my emails, and like, I should send them to you, but sometimes I forget, and I'll like read a bad one and I'm like, get really angry about it, and it pisses me off. Or like, sometimes they'll pop up and I'm like, I'm not reading it. Or like, we'll be chatting, and then like, we'll be chatting. Like, the other day, we were chatting in Denmark for like a week, and then we were out, and I'm like, where, how the fuck are we chatting in Denmark? Like, but then I'm like, oh, we're out, I'm really sad about it. But then, because you don't see that,
No, I don't see any of
you are
that.
oblivious to, and if someone said, "Sam, what's your stats?" You'd be like, "Oh,
Somebody has
we have a listener."
Chris from Twisted Tales. He was showing me his, and he's like, "What's yours?" I was like, "Man, I ain't got a fucking clue."
Yeah,
Not a
no,
clue.
exactly. And it's not that I keep it from you; it just comes through to
Yeah, and
me.
it
It's
doesn't
like,
bother me because it's not why we're doing it.
no,
For me, it's just like, nah. If
but
you
I
want to listen
see,
to
like,
us, great.
we've done a case, we've put it out there, and then we get a bad review about it, and it's something like that. It's like one thing that we've said that they don't like, and it's like, out of the whole case, like, that we've done out of our own time, research, got together, recorded it, rally, rally, rah. You've took your time to go onto our page and leave us a bad review because we said something that you didn't like. How about you don't bother doing that and click on another podcast and listen to them, and don't click back onto
Yeah,
ours?
or if there really is something, like I said, come onto our Facebook
Message
page.
us.
Let us know what it is.
Yeah, give
We'll
us a
happily
message.
talk about it, and
Yeah.
if you're right and we're wrong,
Yeah.
we will
Well, we were
say.
on a thing called Tattle for a little while. Now, Sam didn't know what this is. I only know it because of my Instagram. So Tattle is where people go to slag celebrities off. So if you go onto Tattle, you have to make up an email address, but it's like really, you can be like whoever you want, whoever your username. It's really difficult to track you on there to find out who you are. And there'll be celebrities on there. So if you search what celebrity you're looking for, there'll be like threads of people slagging them off. And we ended up on there. And then I was talking to like my Instagram friends, and they're like, well, if you're on there, you're famous, because that's where people go to slag celebrities off. So they're stupid for putting you on there. Like, they think that they are getting to you. And to be fair, I found it hilarious
Actually,
because
you're
I was
giving
on
us
there
more
commenting,
exposure.
and they were like, oh, they're thick, they can't spell properly, rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, we've both said we're dyslexic, so yeah, we spell things wrong
We
sometimes, but
pronounce things wrong a
fuck
lot of
me,
the
man.
time.
Like, think of something better than that. Like, don't diss a dyslexic person. Like,
Get us on something else. Just don't know
yeah,
that.
maybe
But
you should have took that time to look at your sister or niece or whoever it was that was battering that kid and gone, oh, maybe you shouldn't be hitting that child because she is only not even 2 years old yet, so maybe you shouldn't hit that child. Maybe that's what you should have took your time doing.
For me, I think if we were on a podcast, obviously we don't, and just saying awful things that weren't true for the sake of it, slate us all you bloody want. But for me, I find a podcast I don't like, I move the fuck
Oh,
on.
I do, yeah.
I wouldn't leave them a bad
No,
review.
I
I just
wouldn't.
move the fuck on and
Yeah, I
find
don't
the
really
next
leave
thing that I
reviews.
like.
Yeah.
But I think, and I'm sure we've said this before as well, but you tend to get more of it because it does wind you up.
Yeah, it does wind me up.
They know they ain't going to get a reaction out of me. They
No.
will from you. Well, you're better. You are so much better.
I've calmed down a lot, weirdly, over the last couple of years. I've just like mellowed out. I think I'm on that, like, if you're in my life for a reason, there's a reason why you're in my life. You know what I'm like, and you can what is it like, you can just you can put up with me.
You've got me,
Yeah, like,
Did we
but
say that on the last podcast, or
yeah, I
is it
think
something we said just chatting?
probably, yeah. But if you're, yeah, people are in my life that can put up with me, like, because I'm a shit friend. Like, I never
You're
text, I do
terrible
ring
timekeeping and keeping like
for a date.
dates and
Oh, Sam's like, I need her to come and help me do stuff. She's good at organizing. Like, my wardrobe is full of stuff I don't wear that I can't throw away, but she will come and be ruthless with me, and she'll be like, yeah, fine, I'll do it with her. But I need her to come and do it with me for that mental stimulation type thing.
And I think it's just that, is it ADHD, what do you call it, doubling when you've just got somebody else in
Oh,
the
I was
room?
saying to someone today, she's a lady I came for, she's got ADHD, and she was saying she hoards stuff, like the kids' stuff, like drawings and stuff. And I was like, oh no, I'm terrible, I throw it all away. I'm terrible. Like, we've got a little box full of little bits, but I haven't got that, they haven't got that much sentimental bits. Like, I don't keep their schoolwork. Half of it's negative. Like, why do I want them to look at a book when they're in year two and it says, could have tried harder. Didn't do the spelling right. No, I don't want that. I keep a few things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I keep some of their reports and stuff. But yeah, I was saying, I'm terrible, I don't keep anything like that. But what I am really bad for is clothes. I buy a lot of clothes I never wear. Like, my drawer that's got my t-shirts in, I go in there for vest tops. That's it. All of the vests could go. But the thought of throwing them away hurts me. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, and I was saying to her, and also as well, I buy like shampoo, and that'll be on offer. I'll buy like three lots of it, and it will go in my drawer, and it will never come out again, because
No,
then I'll buy more
buy a different
shampoo.
shampoo.
Well, yeah, so then, but so I've got loads of like makeup and shampoo and body stuff and crap that I buy.
Right, now, how many times have I said to you, let me know when you're not working and we'll sort a date out?
How many times have I said to you, I don't have a day off?
Yeah, but how many times have I said to you,
Make
make
your day off.
some time? And
Yeah.
actually, how many times have we set a date and then you've gone, oh, I forgot about it and I offered to do some jobs.
Yeah, I do that. I am terrible for that because I'm terrible at writing things down. But what I did do for my lovely friend the other day is make her book her in to get her hair done, because she was like, I was like, your hair looks shit, because I'm a nice friend like that. I was like, book in to get your hair done. And I did say I'd pay for it. Well, I'm glad I didn't now because I'd be crying. But then I ended up paying for some of it for you, so she would go and get her hair done, because I know once she's gone to my hairdresser, there's a little family connection. There's a little bit of a connection of how you know her. And I think it was that fear of like not knowing her, but knowing her.
Basically, she used to work with a member of my family that's also a hairdresser, and I just felt it was dissing my family that I was going to a friend and not
No,
her.
I don't think it. I think it's a like, if you find, she's a really good hairdresser though, to be fair. Like,
I am also just shit at getting my hair done. Like, I literally go to the hairdressers once or twice a year.
Yeah.
I am
See,
terrible.
I get my hair done quite a lot. That's the only thing I really treat myself with
Yeah.
is my hair. But I think if you make it with her that you book in, even if it's every 6 months, just book it in so you know you've
Yeah.
got it and then it's done and then you know you're saving for that.
Yeah.
That's what you're saving for. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, you know, even like she's got clients that pay her like £10 a month before they even get there.
Yeah.
I think she's so good at things. Like, she is good,
She's
bless
lovely.
her.
Yeah, she's a good hairdresser and she's lovely. But my hair
She's a
looks
good therapist.
lovely
Yeah, it does look
now.
lovely.
So
She is a good
thank
therapist.
you.
And I did say that if Sam slags me off, she's got to tell me. So she'll probably tell me
I
loads of
told
stuff
you all
Sam
the
said.
stuff I slagged you off about. I've already told you.
No, she is. She is.
If she tells you something else, it's because I forgot. It's not because I didn't want you
Yeah. And the worst
to
bit about it is I recommended, I've had problems with somebody recently that's lives by me and we've had a big problem. And we
know.
sort of touched on it a bit here. I've said like bits and pieces, like,
It's difficult because there's possible legal stuff going
yeah,
on
there's
there,
possible
isn't
legal
it?
stuff on her side to me, and it's like they are just bitter and horrible and not very nice, basically. I can say that, can't I? And like just messaging really nasty, hurtful things that you shouldn't be messaging, like
No.
messaging my husband, telling him that I'm sexting the
Other
neighbor's son,
people,
which is
yeah.
old enough, by the way, he's like 24, but like, why are you texting my husband that? Like, get
Yeah.
a life and grow up. Like,
Yeah.
what? Like, yeah, just really weird, random stuff. And saying that I'm nicking all their business. And I'm like, there's no law to say I can't steal your business. Not that I have, but
But
there is no
yeah.
law.
I mean, the thing is that she's done a lot of things, told a lot of lies basically, which you can point
Blank
blank prove
prove.
is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's just very strange.
Yeah, very strange. And like, she was like love bombing me though. It's really weird. I was talking to Care and it was, she said she was like love bombing you.
Yeah.
You could tell. And I was like, yeah, actually,
To
100%.
begin with.
And like, my hairdresser, she went to my hairdresser. I booked her in for my hairdresser because I was like, go and get hair. She went, had her hair done, it was short. I was like, go to her, she'll sort it out. So she booked it in. We'd obviously fallen out at this stage. Spent the whole time while she was there just slagging me off. Bearing in mind, my hairdresser had already seen all these messages because I was showing her, like, when I was doing my hair. She's like, I knew the story. She's like, I just had to sit there and agree and stuff. And then, like, and then she booked it again, but then didn't come, just didn't message, didn't come, whatever. But because she didn't get what she wanted out of her. But anyway, she said to me about you, she's like, if you book in another person, right, and they come and then they never come back again, or they book in and don't turn up, she was like, you can never recommend anyone again. I was like, yeah, I know, I'm gonna get blacklisted. She was like, your sister's moved. She was like, yeah. I was like, actually, yeah, I will get blacklisted. But no, she
I
is
did
good.
tell her that I only did have my hair done once or twice a year, so, but yeah, I'm going to try and be better with getting it
Yeah, I
done.
reckon you should try and book it. I reckon you should try and aim for every
Every
4 months.
4 months, even if it's not colour, just get a cut.
Every 4 months, yeah.
She
Yeah.
did take quite a bit off because, well, I had struggling ends. Really good conditioned hair because I don't do anything to
No,
it,
yeah.
but
No.
yes.
Yeah, but she is good at doing, like, she's good at colour, really
Yeah,
good at
she's
colour.
really,
Yeah, she
really
is
good.
very good hairdresser. So
But thank you, it was lovely. And
that's
I
very
wouldn't have done it
that I haven't
without
paid her
you
yet.
pushing me. Have
No, I
you
have, yeah, I did. I paid her
not?
straight away, yeah. She hadn't messaged me though, so she might say to me, did you pay me? And I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking. She's probably thinking, she's why is she paying me? But did you say?
Yeah, I told
Oh,
her
at least she
because I
knows.
said Brownie said she's going to pay for this. I said, but I want to pay for some of it. I can't let you pay for all of it because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'd be really poor.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of invoices to send.
Yeah. So I said, is it all right if I give you some cash and Briny,
Yeah.
well, she said she's got your details. So and she was like, yeah, that's cool. So that's
Yeah.
what I
Yeah,
did.
see, even she was just like, yeah, whatever, yeah, cool. Yeah, because she knows I would pay her, because otherwise
Yeah,
she wouldn't be my
that's
hair.
exactly what she said. I know she's good for it.
Yeah, exactly. No, she's good egg. I really like her. If you are in Exeter area and you want a good hairdresser, then let us know because she's amazing. And I'd love to support small businesses. Okay. This is fun. What do you do for a job? Can you not say? I feel like you can just say that you're a housewife because you don't, like,
Not
you're just a lady of leisure, really, aren't
really.
you?
Lady Leisure in my mansion.
Sam's got a massive house, as we've touched on before.
Yeah.
And basically, her husband likes it really clean, and so does she. So she's been made to be a housewife for a long time. But now she's
Going
gone to college,
to
actually got off her ass and done
college.
something, but she can't say what she's doing. But she's better in her
It's within the
life.
mental health sector. It's just I can't cross the podcast on that.
Can you help me though?
Mate, I've been trying for fucking
Can I
years.
have free things though?
Not from me, no.
Why?
I can because I know you.
So I'm happy to do it. Surely that's okay. Why?
You're off
What
air,
about
but
Jasmine? Oh, fuck off. You're no good to me then, are you? Fucking
yeah.
hell.
But well, no, because I do it just unofficially.
Well, yes, yeah, what I'm asking you to do.
Well, but I've been doing it for ages without your knowledge.
Well, yeah, I know that, but
I think I'm actually getting somewhere because you're less reactive to like Facebook comments and stuff now. So I actually think that I'm
I have
improving
chilled out
you.
a lot
Yeah.
recently. Actually, I think I had a little bit of a wobble. Do you know what, actually? Do you know why I've chilled out a bit, actually? It's when I had that lump, because I had a little lump on the side of my face. It was a tiny, tiny little lump. And I phoned the doctors because I cut my head on an oven, and you can feel it. Feel that there,
I
still
have felt it
dented.
before. I still feel it,
So anyway, and every time I knock it hurts. I phoned the doctors up, and I was like, basically. So anyway, we've had a malfunction with the microphones because this is life, but
yeah.
we haven't been recording for a long time. Anyway, phoned the doctors. They didn't give a shit about the fucking massive gash on my head, could give flying back, but really concerned about this lump. Anyway, so they got me in, saw a consultant like a week and a half later. They took a biopsy, said it could be cancer, said it could turn cancer. It's benign, but it could turn cancerous because of where it is. It's
Yeah.
like quite commonplace. When they took it out, like 2 weeks after that, I think it was really quick, wasn't it? And they
Yeah.
did. I've got a big, massive scar, and I've got no feeling on this side of my face, but
This side, like
this
who
side,
can
like they
see the
know.
left side of your face,
But
darling.
they also perforated my eardrum when they did it, but they said they didn't, but it hurt straight away. And I was going, my ear hurts, and they're like, it's gonna hurt. And I'm like, couldn't
No,
feel
it
any of this. I
really
was like, no, it
hurts.
really hurts.
Yeah.
It's here. It's even now. Yeah, but it's gonna. They're giving me, oh yeah, but it's gonna hurt. And I'm like, and I came home, and I was like, you were your arm. I was like crying to the doctors, like, you gotta give me something. I can't cope. They were giving me morphine. I was like, I can't go with this pain. Blah, blah. Anyway, it turned out that they didn't, but they did because it
You had a
happened.
perforated
It
eardrum,
happened
yeah.
from when I was in the hospital to when I went to surgery to when I woke up, but I don't know how it happened.
No.
And I'm like, I don't care how it happened because you say could have saved my life. Because when they tested the thing, they said, yeah, it would have turned cancerous. So
Yeah.
they saved my life, whatever. Like, I got a perforated eardrum. I'm not fast, but they have fixed it now-ish, I
Yeah.
think, maybe.
Just admit that you've done it, like.
Yeah, but I've got this stuff in my ear. It's like packed full of like, it looks like cardboard, Sam says, if
I
it's like
said it looks
gauze.
like if you've ever had like the rolly cigarettes or know someone that's got them in, when you rip
Roach
a
'em.
bit, yeah, you rip a bit of the Rizla paper off, make a roach. I said it looks like some
You
of them
haven't
stuffed in there.
had to have it in your ear for the last week and a half with
No.
a fucking massive bandage around your head like a lunatic.
No.
I was walking around my street though, like,
Ah!
oh, sorry,
Sorry.
Sam's got a bad arm. I was walking around my street like, oh, look at me with my bad head. My husband beats me. No, but yeah, anyway, so yeah, they got me in. It was good. And I just think from then, I just think I was just like, do you know what? Life is a chill of beans. Like, life could.
Life is a chill of
Yeah, well, you know
beans.
what I mean.
A
Like,
chill
life,
of
a chill of beans. I've
beans.
lost my cigarette. Sorry. Yeah, life could, in theory, life could be taken away from you so quickly
Yes.
for, like, you know, even like, I know, like, obviously that I would have known, but like, car crash or like an accident, like, life could happen so quickly that I think actually live it and be chill. Don't be fucking worrying about what your neighbour's doing. Don't be worrying about what your friend's buying up the road. Don't be
Yeah.
worrying about, just worry about your children, your family, your fucking bubble.
Yeah, people that are important to you.
And anyone
See,
that's
I don't
outside, fuck them
know
off.
what I spoke about now because basically what happened was is the microphones ran out of battery and we had a big old conversation and didn't record any of
But can
it.
I say that we've actually got microphones, so we're quite
Yeah,
posh now.
we are. But,
And
well,
I've matched.
not right now because
Oh,
they're not
no,
working,
but
but
I did match my jumper to the microphone
you
today.
did.
Even though that's not the same colour, that bugs me. But
You
yeah,
did.
we've got pink.
Somebody pointed out that they look like little dildos.
I mean, it looks like my wand.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, is that what they meant?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're not really sure where we got from the question. So we're going to stop there, I think, because I think that was it. It was like, what happened to you? Oh, yeah, have you done that one? I
You
don't know what I
just.
wrote there. Why do you care so much about people you don't know being abused? It's weird. Oh, that's a good one. Well, I put this one in because I feel like you're a bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
Because I feel like your question, it could be sincere, as in like, it's you think it's a bit strange. Could have worded it a bit better, I think.
Yeah.
But you had the question and you've had the balls to
Yeah.
message it. So actually,
Maybe they mean like people think they're weird. Do you know what I
maybe.
mean?
No, I think they think it's weird that we care so much. But I think if we didn't care, who would care? Because there's not a lot of people that cover English, especially children's murders. Because there's so many murders everywhere for children. And if depending on what country you're in, it's easier to find out information. Like I get blocked from some sites, so you can't always.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I think there's not many people. There is people out there that do
it. There's definitely people out there doing it.
Many people that cover English cases.
Well, I guess there probably is hundreds, actually, but maybe thousands, but not like there is in America.
No.
Not at all.
And also as well, a lot of the podcasts I know that do cover cases leave out details of like autopsies and stuff, but they do it because they think that it's like it's like
disgusting and not doing justice for the
victim. But my argument to that is, I think that someone that's abused and killed a child, that you should know what they've done, because it makes you realize actually what that child went through, because that's their story. At the end
that
of the day,
part of their
they've
story.
Gone through that. So if you don't like hearing that, then don't listen. But at the end of the day, they've gone through that, and that's a terrible thing they've gone through. And we should make everyone aware.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's make aware of not like, look at this person. They had this, blah, 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 blah. It's morbid
I'll
and gross.
Say
and look
one
at
thing.
It. Wait a minute.
Go on.
For me, it's more. People did this to this child.
Yeah, or this person.
And they either have no sentence or a shit sentence. Sometimes, if we're lucky, they've got a great sentence. But
yeah, it's nowhere in between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or these people could be walking the streets again one day, living down the road from you.
I want to do one, and I can't remember the name of it, and I'm hoping somebody will be able to tell me. So I'm going to say it was Liverpool, but it might not have been Liverpool. But there was a guy and a girl, and she had a kid, and the guy used to be horrible to the kid anyway. And anyway, they put the child in the back of the car, but on the floor. And the guy got pissed off that was driving. So what he did was he got his car, like got the seat, pulled the thing up and like jammed it to the back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you move your seat back?
Yeah.
Jammed it into the back of him. There was quite a few people. The car was full, that's why he was on the floor. Mm. And then did it again, did it a few times. Anyway, ended up killing this little boy. And I can't, for the life of me, remember the name, but they got really shit sentences.
I can't remember. It's not ringing any bells with me.
I'm going to say it's probably like 5-6 years old, maybe. Right. But I remember reading about it and just being like, I think it was like maybe that was sort of like, why do people not know about this? Like, why are they getting these shit sentences? Mm. Like, why? Like, my goal for this podcast is not just to raise money for people, families and stuff. I would love, I said to you, didn't I? I would love to try and change the laws on sentencing. Like,
we're never going to, are we?
Get a petition. And,
nice
yeah, but
dream.
If we had a petition and we've got 3,000 members on our page and it's a petition that people are really interested in, and then they've got a friend each, that's 6,000 people. Do you know what I mean? It just,
yeah.
If it's something.
Basically,
that,
we need a million
when
listeners,
we know how
don't
to,
we, that we're going to decide.
Yeah, no, but when we know how we're doing it, and we'll find out, because we'll talk to people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I will talk to families of victims that have made laws and stuff. Like, eventually that's where I'll go, and I'll find out from them how they've done it and what they've done. And it shouldn't take your child or your son or daughter, your niece or nephew,
someone
or your
like
being murdered or being killed in a tragic way to change these laws.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's like, it doesn't.
Yeah, for somebody to stand up
yeah.
and shout
and
about
and it's like
it.
On my goal of one thing that I would like to do, I'd like to try and change the way that people are looked at with sentences when it involves children, because I think there is. I was listening to the judge on this Sebastian's case, and the way she's wording it, if you listen to what she says and how they decide on what your sentence should be, and it's like, she was like, it really bugged me. She was like, I don't believe that you intended to cause his death. And I'm like, this judge is great because she did give good sentences, but are you fucking kidding me? When you beat a child with objects, with your like twice the size, when you're beating a child, you must understand that there is a good chance you could
cause serious harm,
kill that
or
child
kill. It's different, I think, and by no means am I condoning smacking or anything like that, But tapping a child on the hand is completely different.
Oh yeah.
To beating
Maisie
a child.
Ran across the road the other day, and I got her hand. I pulled her, and I shouldn't have pulled. I did pull a crowd, but I was like, "Don't you ever do that again." But it was more like a fear.
It was
thing.
A
like,
reaction,
and it's
yeah.
like actually she was shocked, so she'll probably never do that again. But and yeah, maybe I shouldn't have pulled her arm, and I was like, "Oh my god!" But it was like the fear of it. But,
yeah.
But actually, like. I think, oh, I shouldn't have pulled her arm, but actually, it's better than her getting ran over.
Oh, for sure.
Because she ran across the
you
road where the
school
is. You
are better to pull her, hold her arm and her fall over and scrape her knee rather than
and
get hit by a
the
car.
The other day when we walked, I said, you need to hold my hand. She went, oh, no, I want to get like, no, you need to hold my hand because last time you didn't and you ran across the road, you have to hold my hand. So now she's like, oh, shit, I've got to hold your hand because, you know. But yeah, it's like, but I think, I get what you mean and like, it's different to tap a child. And I also think it's different to... make a child have a timeout, and I get it, and like things like that. But when you are constantly belittling that child, and when you are constantly hitting that child and abusing that child and making them do exercises and stuff like that, I mean, can you imagine?
Punishment and abuse, like a true punishment that fits whatever the behaviour is that's been done.
Yeah.
And abuse just because you're a fucking awful what person that is different
off,
it's
though,
just different.
What fucks me off though is these cases. You look at Arthur, you look at who else, was Logan recorded? No, he
oh,
wasn't
all
when he Arthur
recorded.
But they're all recorded, they've got the proof there that they weren't just giving this child
so much
like, you know, they weren't just they weren't
star we had some recordings
yeah well
Adrian
yeah
Adrian Jones
yeah exactly that's what I mean. And how can they this the judge sit there
be
and
like,
say I don't think you intended to cause their death, like something like that that we could possibly try and push to change,
yeah,
where it's like actually no if,
murder not manslaughter
yeah
type thing.
Yeah, because I feel like fucking Frankie should have been up there for murder. She should have had a murder charge on her because she was there when that child died, and she allowed that child to be abused. She texted and said, why has she got loads of bruises on her? She always come back with bruises. Why are you hitting her? Like, she admitted that she bit her finger. She admitted, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've got all these admissions and all this evidence, and you're then telling me that you don't think they meant to cause the child's death? Fucking gets me so angry.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And I know it's hard to prove. I get it. I know it is. But then you've got fucking Jim down the road with his cannabis farm that's doing life.
Yeah. That is the thing to me that is absolutely mental.
I know.
You hear these massive sentences for people that have done pretty minor shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then sex offenders and that are let out and go and live near a school. Love.
Look at the people that, what's her name? The two youngsters that killed that girl recently.
Oh, yeah, Gabby.
No,
I always say Gabby, don't I? No, yeah. I know who you mean.
Right, so their sentence, I can't remember what their sentence were, but they got quite hefty sentences, right, which what they did was disgusting. I agree with you there. But how is that any different than Adrian Jones? Or how is that any different than Arthur?
I guess because
they
the
had
abuse wasn't so drawn out, but it was still.
But they had prolonged abuse over a period of time.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
So what
about
I'm
then.
Saying is the two people, the one that's been diagnosed with autism, the boy and the girl that lured that other girl out.
Yeah, but they didn't.
And they stabbed
abuse
her to death.
Her for a long
no, but
time.
That's what I'm saying. Their sentences are higher.
Oh yeah, right. I get what you're saying. I thought you were saying
why
how
are their
it...
sentences higher? Because they used a knife and they were in a park and they killed them.
Yeah.
But how is it any different than you making your child drink salt and you hitting your child's head against the wall and you causing enough damage to it to be a car crash?
Yeah.
How can you say how
when like you said with Frankie, like she's got loads of bruises and just that the other. Obviously, if she's mentioning this to Savannah or whoever, that's significant concern that, look, this is really bad.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, this is really, really bad. Yeah.
And then texting him being like, I made her stand at the wall. Oh, yeah, I hope you did for hours. Yeah, I did for hours. Like, all these messages and stuff that you've got, like... you know, I've got so much going on in my head right now. When you've got like Arthur and she's going, I fucking hate him, he's a demon, oh, I'll kill him when I get home, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you've got all these messages and evidence of abuse. Of like, you had Savannah on CCTV smacking the shit out of a tiny, tiny baby. She was a baby in a car seat, strapped in, couldn't go anywhere. Like, I agree that they should have got those sentences for killing that girl, and I agree in it that I'm glad they did. But at the same time, when you look at the overall sentences, when I do Sebastian's case, because I'm going to put them on there, I'll make sure I write the sentences down so we can go back to the sentences, because I think people, I don't think people understand, like, Frankie will be out next year, I think. I think she's up for parole next year. Or did it get extended? So she might be out in 2 years.
It did get extended, I'm sure it did.
But she'll be out soon.
Yeah.
She'll be out soon, walking the street. She'll be able to have more children.
She'll be able to
get married. Should she be allowed to have more children in her care? Realistically, should she? Exactly.
See, that's the thing with me, and again, I'm probably going to piss people off and like,
I know what you're going to say. I agree with it.
I think people that have had any to-dos with child abuse and it's been proved and you've gone to jail...
Significant.
...should be sterilised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because there's children that will be brought into the world that will be taken away that can't understand. Well, I know somebody, right, that has adopted two siblings from a house of abuse when they were quite young. I think she was like 3 and the baby was like 6 months old and he was like close to death. And she is a little bugger of a child. She's got loads of problems, but she saw a lot when she was little, like stuff children shouldn't see. But she's now talking to her mum, like on Facebook and stuff. And they're obviously like, we can't stop it. But she's like, I want to go and live with my mum. I love my mum. My mum's amazing. And they're like, your mum let you get abused and like had you in this volatile, ridiculous... Your brother nearly died because of the abuse and because of the neglect that you went through. And her heart is so drawn to her mum because it is true. Like, you do have that... You have... Some people...
It leaves the hole...
But you do have, you do love your parents, even if they're fucking horrible.
It leaves a hole, and you're always gonna want that. Even if you do have an adopted parent that's great, you're always gonna want a bond.
Oh, these parents are great, but she just wants, she wants her mum. She wants to be with her mum. She can't understand it. Her mum's amazing. She's changed. Yeah. She's gonna get her back. She's gonna be there. Mm. And they're like, there's no way she'll get you back. And what can we say to that?
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Like, they must feel like absolute crap because there's nothing they can do. They can't stop her from talking to her.
Yeah.
They can't stop her from hating them because she feels like they've taken her away from her mum. Like, you've got all these emotions and you've got people having children and doing this to them that's making a whole society of fucked up adults then.
Yeah.
Because you either go one way or the other.
Mm. And I mean, possibly there are people that have been in an awful situation where there's been abuse and then they've had more kids and haven't abused, but I bet it's a bloody low number.
And even if they haven't abused to an extent where they've got caught, is the way you're obviously bringing them up, the morals you've got to bring a child up are so low anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like...
And abuse can breed abuse. Sorry, it's very late here. Abuse can breed abuse. Like, if you're abused as a child, you've got a higher likelihood of being abusive when you're older or being in an abusive relationship.
We've always agreed on nature and nurture. Mm. It is both. And I do think that nature, the ingrain that you've got in you from your biological parents, like now they're going back to, like, they're saying things like, you know, like when you're pregnant, the first like 4 weeks, they're taking your emotion, like from that, from 4 weeks, like a little, they're having your emotions, they're having your stress, they have all these things going to them that now they're realising that these babies get.
Yeah, and because it changes your body, it changes DNA. Your balance, it changes your hormones. So when that's happening to you, babies experience it. They might not be experiencing it exactly the same way as you are, but on a body level, and it is people nearly 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know, I will get up soon.
You know, on a sort of body as a whole level, baby is going through changes because your body's changing.
Yeah, and you, DNA is a massive part, and it's like, you know, you look at, say, Ed Kemper, and it was definitely a nurture thing for him, but also a nature thing because he was exactly like his mum. He was a horrible, evil person.
And also, like you said, with DNA, the brain, there's so much we don't know.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So much we just don't know. The brain is like and unexplored.
Even things like when I was saying, you know, like this man guy, like there's like 14 types of ADHD. Like he got me through my first meeting with the attendance officer, and I literally was like, put ADHD as the top, like you would with autism. Then you've got all these little triggers that come off it, and you've got sleep deprivation, you've got anxiety, you've got depression, you've got substance abuse. And she's just looking at me like she's off our fucking rocker. I thought, do you know what? No, because you do. Like, there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
There's so much we don't know.
Even with me, I didn't think in a million years I could be ADHD, and I'm not. I'm ADD. I didn't know ADD was a thing.
Did you not?
Not a fucking clue.
Oh,
I just thought, like, I'm not fucking hyperactive like you. You're fucking batshit crazy because I'm not like that. I'm like
I can't sit still. I struggle to sit still. Yeah. I do struggle.
I do not like you do by any means. But it's like today because I've been doing lots of work and stuff lately. I haven't had any time to rest, which obviously with my shoulder
should be resting.
And I haven't been taking the painkillers as often as I should because I've been out and about and they make you a bit weary and I didn't want to be driving. So today I was like, I'm going to have a proper rest day. And I sat in bed and I'm like, I'm bored now. And I was like, I'll go downstairs and watch TV because then I'm up, but I'm still watching TV. You're
still relaxing.
And so I'm down here. I turned the TV on. I watched about half an hour, went upstairs for a wee, went in my bedroom, thought, oh, put that washing away.
Oh, yeah, it's a vicious circle.
Then I literally took my whole wardrobe out, reorganized.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Tim can't cope with me. He's like, just do one thing, but I can't. I'll start emptying the dishwasher. And then I see that the pans underneath are a mess because no one can put them right. So then I'll start doing sorting out them. And then I'll be like, oh, that doesn't belong in that cupboard. That goes over in that cupboard. Then I open that cupboard and I think, this is a shit. I need to sort this cupboard out. And I go, oh, that doesn't belong there. Why is that there? It should be upstairs. And then I go upstairs and I go, oh, shit, I was folding up the washing. So I carry on folding up the washing. Tim comes home and he's like looking and he's like, what the fuck is going on here?
I literally did it today. I put all my stuff from the wardrobe on the bed. And then I was like sorting it out. And I thought, oh, that can go under my bed because I got one of those beds that pull up. So I pulled the bed up, which I shouldn't be doing.
You
see,
under my bed, you'd have an absolute fit. It's organised in my head, but it's not.
You know where everything is, but it's a fucking mess. So I pulled the bed up and started putting stuff away. And then I was like, this is fucking messy. So I'm turfing all that out. And it turned out I literally turfed everything. I had everything out. And nothing was where it should be. And it was all around the room. And then I was like,
fuck.
Like,
fuck. Yeah.
I was like, I can't deal with this. This is too much.
Yeah, it is. It is too much. I need to decorate Finley's room, but I can't bring myself to do it because I know I'll stay up till 5 a.m. painting till it's done. Do you know what I mean?
And guys do Tim's head in because you will decorate and you'll almost finish.
Oh yeah, I know. And then we
almost finish. There's one or two bits that need doing.
Every room is almost finished.
My Tim can't fucking hack it. He helped you with bits on your kitchen.
Yeah, I literally lose interest, and once I've lost interest, that's it. It's dead to me. Dead to me until I decide I might change it.
Tim
that's
was
why
like, even when we come around your house now, how long have you had your kitchen in?
Ages.
Right, he's like, you still haven't fucking done that.
I know. I said to Tim, I might change it. He's like, oh, fuck it. My bedroom, that's why I got it decorated. And it's weird because KL's James did it for me. And we went away and he did it in like 2 days. But it's because I said to Tim, we're never going to get time to do it. Let's just get someone around to do it.
That will actually finish it.
And he put Jasmine's wallpaper up. And I said, don't bother about painting the rest because she just fucking destroys our room anyway. But yeah, and I was like, because my bedroom's quite big. And I was like, if he just comes and does it, it was expensive. But at the same time, like, it was done. It was done, dusted. I don't have to worry about it now. Done.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to afford to do that. Maybe one day.
You will one day. I can't afford it all the time. Like, I need my hallway doing desperately. Yeah. But it's just one of those things that I'm just going to have. I want to try and find, like, a handy man, like a cheap, like, do you know what I mean? But he needs to be half good, because if it looks shit, I'll cry.
Yeah, well, if he's half good, he probably ain't going to be that cheap.
Fuck off. Right, I think we're done now because I'm bored of life now.
It is a shame that a lot of it didn't get recorded because we did talk about some actually quite serious stuff, didn't we? But we'll do it another time.
We did. But yeah, so with there's a lot of things that we always say this, a lot of things that we're thinking about, but definitely we're going to have PayPal set up and don't donate, maybe think about donating. Mm-hmm. If it's something like the case, the person that I want to donate to, if it doesn't fit with what, like, if you think, I don't know, then don't donate and wait till we do something that you think, actually, no, yeah, I would really like to to be on board with that. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, but there, and then also then the next thing, I know I've taken over two things, would be to put some flowers on Star's grave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all of the ones that we've done would be nice. A bunch of flowers, like, so a bunch of flowers on Star's grave, a bunch of flowers on Arthur's grave.
Because we could get people to do it. We could get it delivered.
Yeah, I just think you're...
not massive bunches of flowers. I'm not talking loads and loads of money.
What I'm saying is if we do it for everyone, I don't think we're going to get that much money.
No, but if we said that's what we would like to do and we can see. Mm. People might, because they might want to do it.
I would like to do that. I really would. But I think for me, I'd rather help the people that are living.
Oh, no, I 100% agree with you. But I just think it would just be nice if we did it. Maybe not the second thing, but like maybe that can be like a goal in a...
If there ever is a time where we get loads and loads of money, definitely.
Yeah, because I would quite like to do that. So, yeah, that's our plans. And then hopefully next time I will be able to hear properly.
Yes.
And Sam...
I won't be...
And it won't be 4 o'clock in the morning.
Won't be 4 o'clock. This is the latest one we have done for a bloody long time. Maybe ever.
It's been lovely talking to you guys.
It has. And we will see you... Whenever the hell we record next.
2 weeks-ish, two or 3 weeks.
Which will hopefully be 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Much love.
Love. Bye.
Bye.